It's time for conversations about our food and how it's grown on Farm to Table Talk with your host, Roger Wasson.
Well, I'm a big fan of good movies, and if you can have a good movie that includes farming, I'm in. And I've seen every one there was, and I've just seen one of the best ones I've ever seen. It's called Pray for Rain. And I don't know what I thought going into it, but when I got there, I was really impressed, and so was everybody that saw this film. And I am honored to have the star of the movie, Annabelle Stevenson.
Hello.
Annabelle, you were terrific.
Thank you very much.
Now, I have to point out right away, because this is more like radio than a movie, you have an accent when I'm talking to you.
Yes.
A little different than it was. It doesn't sound like Central Valley, California.
No. I was born in England, raised in Australia, and now I live here in Los Angeles.
And then how did you come to star in a movie about the challenges facing farmers, particularly in the Central Valley of California?
Well, I had auditioned for Ali and ESX Productions for previous productions, and this one was one that they decided to hire me on, luckily for me and for just the whole journey that we had as friends and family together. It was great.
I tell you what, it's interesting, too, because you're a story of somebody that had left the valley, had left the farm, gone to New York, and you were living the high life in New York and kind of a celebrity there. And then when tragedy struck, brought you back to the Central Valley.
Mm.
And so you're playing a part of somebody that's coming back to the farm, and you find all of these circumstances that you had to deal with. How did you get yourself into that role? I mean, you are so believable in it. You had everybody following you every step of the way and thinking about how you're making that transition. What did it take for you to get in the role and see yourself as the daughter of a farmer in the Central Valley?
Well, I originally just went to the most simple solution, which was my own relationship with my father and how it would be to lose someone so special in my life.
Now we've already given away part of the movie.
Oh, well.
Because we did lose a father in this
movie.
We
did. But that's actually the instigation of the whole, what follows. And from then, I think I've grown up in, I grew up in Australia, so therefore we have a lot of commonalities with California in terms of drought. I have a lot of close family friends that own farms. And so being there on the set and experiencing it all, it was kind of second nature to me. I loved just to immerse myself into the whole thing. And I went just headfirst into it. And that's kind of what I'm
Well, just a little bit more back on that, because I can remember some of those droughts in Australia, because I used to be in the sheep industry.
So I went
to Australia for meetings, and it was terrible what was... And until we had our drought, I don't think we've ever heard of anything as bad as what has happened in Australia.
Yeah, and it's still continuing. So just this role itself was such a wonderful role, emotionally, politically. There's a wonderful message behind it. But I could only say that I just had a glimpse of what the people in the Central Valley, the hardships of what they're having to face. And I just hope that this film gets that message across.
So we've already said that you lose your father in this film, and you come back and you start feeling right away that it might have been a murder, and while others didn't know that it might be a murder. Am I giving that away?
Well, I just think that suspicious circumstances arise, and as a protective daughter, who is a journalist, she goes straight into the investigation.
And that investigation ended up pulling in farmers, it pulled in environmental groups, it pulled in politicians.
Yes.
And you also pulled in somebody who was, well-intentioned, trying to give a lot of money to some of these foundations. There's such tension in that. And each time you approached it, it was like you were getting a fresh encounter. You know, you were running into this issue and just dealing with it. How did that feel to be walking through...
The marshlands of it all.
Well,
yes.
Right.
Well,
right.
I think because this character had removed herself from home for so long, and she had an estranged relationship with her mother, and then suddenly all these revelations that she was faced, she had no choice but to take them head on, because she just needed to know what was going on, what was right.
So this is a person that you're playing that didn't necessarily have a preset opinion of where the environmentalists were coming from or where the farmers were coming
from. No, not at all. Well, I mean, if you go out and buy the DVD and watch the film, you'll find out that I think everyone thinks they're doing something for the better, but it might not necessarily be so.
So as you start this film along, and it shows the environmental side, it shows the farming side, what did you learn? I wonder whether you had even heard about the Delta smelt, the little frog.
No, I had not. I know a lot about it now. But what I learned was, I mean, even Paul Rodriguez, one of our cast members, he had personal experiences and stories to tell us while we were on set, because he has property up here in the Central Valley. And I just learned that when you're ignorant to something and you speak so highly of an opinion that you know nothing of, it's not worth it. You have to, as Ali says about ESX and Protect the Harvest, educate before you donate. And what I learned being up in the Central Valley was that it's a humanity issue that we're dealing with, as well as an environmental.
The farmers.
The workers. And it's a water issue. And I think, you know, there are a lot of people that need to answer to it.
Well, you had an opportunity that few of us have, and that is you really literally kind of walked in their shoes. I mean, you play a part, but in that process of playing a part, it seems like you get a story like nobody else gets a story.
Well, yes, there's layers to the story, and that's what makes this film really special, I think. It's not just a documentary-style, political sort of in your face. It's a really emotional, family-driven, and close to home. It's something that pulls your heartstrings. There's lots of layers to it.
It does pull your heartstrings. I mean, you had people in this audience going tears with you. I mean, you cry at a couple stages there. The tears are dripping down your face.
Well, my character starts in one place and ends in the complete opposite end of where she was. She has revelations. She learns a lot about herself and about what is actually happening in the Central Valley, and it's her home. And I think anyone that watches this film can take away that message, that you need to always remember where you come from and what's really going on.
Well, I'm going to ask you one more question along those lines then, because having gone through this whole experience where I say you really did walk in their boots and you were there living it, walking away from it, this is a film you can say I have done, and I'm sure you'll be proud of it and you'll get recognition for having done this film. But I'm also wondering about the lesson. You walk away from it and a farmer, laborers, or people in the Central Valley, people concerned about the water issues and whether or not we can afford to water our fields and also take care of fish. And do you have any suggestions? I mean, what for the people that are left after you left now, and you've gone back to Los Angeles, and the film's over, and the film that people can enjoy. Mm-hmm. But what advice might you have for farmers that face the misunderstanding and the mistrust that sometimes goes with being a farmer today?
I don't think I have the authority to give advice to farmers in terms of I can only respect what they do and how much hardship they face. I can only say that if you can, just buy local and buy local produce whenever you can, because that is supporting your local community in the most ethical and important way.
In some cases, when you were doing work on this film, did you come across some of the farmers or of any side on this that you thought, well, that was really impressive? They made a point on you when you were trying to do your homework on this issue. And did you say, well, they expressed themselves well? Because the reason I'm asking that is because whenever we figure out how people are able to express themselves well, we say, well, let's go do that again. let's have that person keep talking.
I think everyone just sort of shared their personal experiences, and everyone that was on set had, I mean, Ali, he grew up in Petaluma, and he did the commute from Petaluma down to Los Angeles and was exposed to the whole Central Valley throughout his lifetime. And we had, well, Paul Rodriguez's cast members who had property on there, and even filming on location, even here at Harris Ranch that we are here tonight. The workers that we were on set, and when we had off time, we're chatting away with them, And it's what they were saying was just, it wasn't them trying to make a point or them trying to put anything in your face. It was just their real life stories. And that's what I took away, was just like, this is real. It's happening. It's only a couple of hours out of LA, out of San Francisco. It's local. And we are all part of the same community. And that is what we need to take away from that.
Well, I'll tell you what. In behalf of that community, I'm sure they'd say thank you.
Well, that was Annabelle Stevenson, a star of Praying for Rain. It takes more than stars to make a good movie, of course. We're going to talk now to one of the writers, Christina Moore, and also the director of the movie, Alex Rainer-Avello.
Welcome to Farm to Table Talk.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for having us.
Now, Alex, you're the director of the movie, and you are the writer of the movie.
Yes.
So does a writer come before a director? I believe it possibly or not.
This time, I got to say, we worked very, very closely together. I mean, my name's on the screen, but Alex was very instrumental in helping shape this story, and we actually had a couple other people that were also working on it.
So how is this born? If somebody says, we need a movie, or is there a subject, or is there a need? I mean, what was the genesis of this?
I think it started with Forrest Lucas, who wanted to make a movie to bring attention to the water problem in the Central Valley, which was something I personally knew nothing about. I mean, I'd seen some headlines, but I didn't really know what was going on. And so after doing some research and seeing how important this issue was, came to me was that there's probably thousands of people like me who live in like Los Angeles or some city, and like they don't know where their food really comes from, and they don't know the issues that farmers are facing right now. And I want to be able to tell a story where the main character was learning about this topic, and the audience would be learning along with her.
Well, and as a writer, I mean, then you have to learn yourself, don't you? I mean, if it's a story about learning, mm-hmm. is it in part start reflecting some of your own journey in learning about
the issue? Oh, absolutely. It's a tremendous amount of research because, you know, we were kind of told, this is what I want to showcase, this is the issue I care about, you tell me what kind of movie. And so we landed on a mystery, we landed on kind of a murder mystery to be able to tell the story. But in order to put your name on something, I can't just be told what the facts are. I really have to dig and research and hear the opposing side and understand, you know, the character of Adam Campbell. He's the environmentalist. You have to make his voice sound legitimate. Otherwise, it's just kind of propaganda. So in order to really feel like I told the true story according to everything that I learned, it was never stopping researching and looking anywhere you could find information.
This is a very, very complex issue. Yeah.
So you start with this, where it's set, though, too. I mean, and this was in the Central Valley. So mm-hmm. you pick an area, the Central Valley of California, that's going to be your base. Mm-hmm. And then you dig in there and start doing the research with seeing farmers and environmentalists right there on the location. When you were writing this, were you doing it up here?
Alex and you were along, right?
Yeah.
They did a whole giant tour.
Ah.
And William Bordeaux of John Harris's ranch was right. instrumental in kind of connecting us to all the people. And then once I had written the script, one of the things I did was on my way up to shoot, I came to Harris Ranch, and John and William had assembled five of the biggest ag influencers and guys that were really heavy into this whole topic, and they had all been given my script, and then I took notes from all of them.
Oh.
Any factoid that wasn't 100% correct, or anything that they thought needed to be fixed or massaged or showcased, so that we knew that the story we were telling would resonate with the people it was made to assist.
That's tremendous. Now, you let them see the script that you had already worked up then.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's pretty brave.
Yeah, well, that was kind of my assignment.
And then when you write a script like this, a movie was, how long was the movie, Alex?
I think it's 95 minutes.
Is it? Okay. Mm-hmm. So 95 minutes, how many pages of copy is that?
This one was funny. I think this one was only 85 pages.
Oh, really?
But it's because all the different action sequences were not fully written out. So if you had written out, she turns her bike, and then she goes over a log, and the car comes behind. I mean, you write all that stuff out, it would probably be, it's like a minute per page, so it would probably be a 92-page script for 92 minutes of film.
So you've got this whole story idea, then you start putting in all of the narrative and all of the language that's going on and what's going on, and then you're working with you, Alex, and you're bringing it out of the actors and the actresses. And I suppose both of you, did you have inputs on to who was cast for this show?
Yeah.
Because they're tremendous. It's really outstanding. So I'm curious, when you start producing this show, one thing you didn't have to worry about was rain. It never rains here.
Oh,
so
my gosh, right?
What are some of the surprises to you when you come onto the set, you're bringing everything together, you've got a great script, you've got a story, you've got the location, you've got good actors. What are some of the curveballs that get thrown to you in the process of putting this thing together?
Well, one of the big ones, I would say, is the smells. Like, when you do an ag movie and all of the different places where you saw cows, so you're having a romantic scene on a porch and it's kissy face and those smell, like, it just burns your nose. The cow manure
and sour milk. Yeah.
Sour milk, because it was a dairy farm. So I think that is that's one of those, just, it's kind of just a funny story.
Well, that's one of the things you figure out how you get it into a movie. How do you feel about this whole journey now? I mean, you finished a film. Is it what you thought it was going to be when you at the end of this whole exercise?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I'm the film's just, what's called, just going to the mass audiences now, so we're slowly seeing the feedback. And I mean, that's the main thing I want, is for people to be aware to be aware of what's going on in Central Valley. And so far, the feedback's been good. And, we'll see what they say as it keeps coming.
You're smiling. Mm-hmm. You too?
Yeah, I think that one of the most magical things that I've learned kind of on the side of writing and producing and directing is we spend months talking about it and thinking about it and imagining it. And what is so amazing about the process is that then all the different creative elements come in, and it's always bigger and better than I had in my head, because actors bring a special magic. They come to life. They make something three-dimensional. Then you have, that wardrobe designer. Like, today I watched it again and I was like, I love what she did with the dowser. I had never really paid attention to all the different bracelets or the different like scarves or all that is like, I had nothing to do with that. That was somebody else's creativity because they were inspired. And then when you put all those elements together, it's just bigger than I had thought.
I like that she was chewing gum.
Well, yeah. And then when it's all over, you feel like you've had an effect.
Mm-hmm.
Perhaps beyond just the entertaining hour and a half of being moved by this whole production and impressed with the whole production, what do you hope a viewer comes away from? I mean, what impact? I mean, if you bump into somebody 2 years from now at a cocktail party or something, and they remember your film, what would you hope that might have stuck with them?
I would hope that they said, like, oh, we had no idea that there was plenty of water, and that it simply wasn't what's called being, and that none of it was being given to the farmers for political reasons. At least something like that, just that they learned something that they had no idea about from the film.
Yeah. I think they would.
Yeah, and I also feel like it's one of the biggest missions we have is to give a face to, I don't want to say forgotten, but I do think there's this American kind of blue collar, the agriculture people, the dog breeders, the cattle farmers. Like, there's just a group of people that I don't think are given a voice. And so to me, this is kind of a love letter to the agriculture community, that it has real dimension. So like what Alex said, that, you know, I would want someone to say, oh, I had no idea that was going on. It was all, it would also be, I had no idea that was going on with this group of people that are only 2 hours away from me. Is that really how they're suffering? I mean, that was for me a major thing. The food lines and the public showers and just tanks of water that you had to use to bathe and eat, like, in your front lawn. Like, that's, it's weird kind of Armageddon stuff as far as I'm concerned. And it's this close to where I live.
Yeah, well, that's right. I mean, you're down the road in Los Angeles, mm-hmm. which is a far piece in many ways, but you're down the road in Los Angeles, and someday you're going to be eating that tomato or the lettuce mm-hmm. or something, and you remember, I remember when that, when I saw it, when it was growing. And then, and then just a final point then, these are excellent points that you're making, and that is that farmers don't have a chance to do a movie like yours all the time, or mm-hmm. see a movie like yours that's reminding people of these issues. What advice would you have to farm families that are being overlooked and are running into these struggles? Any suggestions on how they should maybe better communicate, be a better story, make sure that they that their side is better understood? Like I said, they don't have a chance to have a movie like yours every day.
Yeah, I mean, we're really blessed because Forrest Lucas has chosen to take his wealth and put it in the heartland. I think it's very specifically because of him, because of how he grew up, because of where he comes from, that he wants to tell these stories. I guess the only thing I could say is, if you support Pray for Rain, if you go buy a DVD, if you tell your friends to buy a DVD, and then we sell enough DVDs, Forrest Lucas will make another one. I mean, that's, it's partly, but he's, if it's sales.
Isn't he from the Midwest?
He's from Missouri.
Oh, okay.
Indiana. Because he lives in Indiana, but he grew up in Missouri.
Yeah, because he's, because I've lived in Indiana too, and I've heard of him, and people in agriculture talk about how he wants to speak up for agriculture, and mm-hmm. he really is, and he's investing. He's made money, but he's putting his money back into supporting agriculture, and that's a great thing. Yeah. What you've done is a great thing.
Thank you.
And Alex, she did a little bit of a plug, but people mm-hmm. are able to see this movie. They can purchase a DVD, and they can get it on. Can they get it online?
Yeah, they can get the DVD at Walmart or Amazon.com, Best Buy. What's it called?
Target, I think.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. What about iTunes?
Yeah, iTunes and just video on demand in general.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
A bunch of different.
It's one thing we have in common. They can also get Farm to Table Talk on iTunes. So. Wait, listen, thank you. It's a great movie.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you very much.
You've been listening to Farm to Table Talk with your host, Roger Wasson. If you like what you hear, go to farmtotabletalk.com and follow us on SoundCloud, Facebook, and Twitter, or go to iTunes to subscribe and give us a review and a rating. Thanks for listening to Farm to Table Talk with your host, Roger Wasson.